You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with my colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, listening to Ambassador Haqqani speak of the extensive disorder in Pakistan. The immediate question is, what does it mean for Afghanistan, the Taliban, for the people of Afghanistan? Bill, are these two countries still intimately involved in smuggling and bad acting, and is a disordered Pakistan in any way significant to Kabul?
Yes, John. The instability in Pakistan has significant implications for the region, not just Afghanistan. I would expect terror activity in Afghanistan to continue, but under the covers. As the Pakistani military, it holds itself up as the defender of Pakistan, particularly against India. So what I would expect the Pakistani military to do would be to get its proxies, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Harkat-ul-Mujahideen, all of these groups that are operating in Afghanistan that have safe haven charter training camps and whatnot that are still operating inside of Afghanistan, the State Department designation from years ago detailed particularly the Harkat-ul-Mujahideen's operations in Afghanistan and training camps operating there. I would expect operations in India to, particularly in Jammu and Kashmir, to increase. It's possible as Pakistan attempts to deflect from its internal instabilities. It may seek to get the attention of the Pakistani people outward towards and create a threat against India. And of course, Afghanistan plays a role in that. I would expect the Pakistani military's relations with the Taliban to remain strong. Again, Afghanistan is the strategic death. That's a term used in Pakistan against India. And then, you know, the question can be Pakistan or the Taliban itself, though. I don't expect military operations against China emanating from inside Afghanistan to increase because the Taliban wants to develop relations with countries like China, particularly China, where it can get investment from them. And so they will hold down groups like the Turkestan Islamic Party. Groups, these are al-Qaeda-linked groups that actually understand the Taliban's position. But what that does mean is groups like the Islamic State Khorasan province may attempt to poach from groups like the Turkestan Islamic Party as they're seen to be playing footsies with the Chinese.
That's in the subcontinent. Now let's come to the United States, because you've mentioned the Taliban's intimate relationship with the Pakistani military, and you've mentioned the exchanges, the conversation between the Taliban and the People's Republic of China about malign activity in the region. However, the investigation in the House of Representatives has now hit resistance at the State Department for documents or testimony or transcripts to do with the original withdrawal. Bill, are there secrets that we don't know about? We could all see on television the disaster of the withdrawal. Is this game playing by the House Majority Republicans against the State Department? Or are there matters that still need to be filled in about those very tragic days?
I believe that, look, without a doubt, there's a political aspect to this. The Republicans in the House certainly want to make the administration look bad, but their cause at the end of the day is correct. The administration, you had John Kirby, this spokesman for the National Security Council, come out a couple of weeks ago and say, "I didn't see a chaotic withdrawal. I don't know what you guys were all watching." We all saw what happened. I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered about what the administration, what the State Department, what the Defense Department, what the intelligence community knew and what they were saying about the withdrawal. Because remember, the Biden administration They just want Afghanistan to go away, and that's why they're stonewalling this investigation. The American public has a right to know what the administration was thinking and saying internally as the withdrawal was unfolding, both pre-withdrawal and as it was unfolding. That's what Congress, what the House is trying to get to the bottom to. I understand that, you know, again, there's a political aspect to this, but we do deserve answers. And look, I know talking to individuals within state and within CENTCOM that there were people on the inside that were warning against it, that understood that what was happening, what was unfolding was a mess, and that the administration was so hell-bent on withdrawal that it just ignored all internal dissent in order to pull off its withdrawal.
Is there a study group or in some fashion an investigation going on at state? Do we know anything about what they learned from the withdrawal? State or any of the other, the DOD, Homeland Security, I don't know, even immigration. Are they assessing this?
There was an internal review by the Biden administration, which of course included elements of state and input from state and defense. But remember, that was largely redacted. They released it as a summary. And it was, you know, basically, let's blame Trump for his decision to negotiate with the Taliban without taking any responsibility for how the decision to withdraw and how the withdrawal was conducted. The Biden administration tells us, well, we had no choice but to honor that deal with the Taliban, except they're the ones that discarded the Trump administration's policy with rolling back the sanctions on Iran and with the joint comprehensive plan of action with Iran's nuclear program. Right. The administration has shown that it's willing to discard policies it doesn't like. Clearly, it wanted to withdraw. So, but yeah, the administration has done everything it can to stonewall, to obfuscate, and to hide its failure in Afghanistan. And that's why I think the House's investigation in Afghanistan deserves the light of day.
Bill, do you believe we'll find out who is it that recommended Bagram be abandoned with all of its equipment? Will we get a name or a series of names on that? We have 30 seconds.
If this administration stonewalls, the answer is no. I wish a whistleblower, someone would come out. I think it's highly likely that we won't get a name, because if one thing politicians in Washington are good at, it's to hide their failure and who is responsible for them.
Bill Raggio, he is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Bill is my institutional memory on the Taliban in Afghanistan for more than two decades. There are still things to learn about that catastrophe. They'll be talking about this for the next century as we talk about the Boer War for the British Empire. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Matthews.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.